All right, we're joined by the winner of tonight's Dead on Tools 250, Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll go ahead and open up the floor for questions. We'll start with Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Obviously, a lot of chatter about the last lap. Can you kind of take me through what you were hoping to do and what happened and kind of your feeling now after?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we got off. There's so many restarts there. You know, there's definitely a lot to remember. But got off to a good start and got behind. I think we got clear of the two. Got inside or got clear of him, and then went to go get the 19 a push to get him back out of the groove as they did the same to us. And I just hit him too hard, and it's, you know, my fault. But racing for wins here.
All right, we'll go over to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. I know you've been booed after wins before. You seem to embrace this one a little bit differently, given the little Kyle Busch, you know, give it to me, whatever. Have you learned to embrace the haters a little bit more along the way, and did that kind of coalesce tonight?
I mean, I feel like, you know, there's always going to be people in life that are always going to hate, and you can't listen to the chatter, and you can't listen to, you know, the opinions or thoughts. I feel like I go out here and do my job and go race for wins, so it's part of life, and, you know, I luckily had to deal with it at a young age, and I feel like it's, you know, help me now.
All right, we'll go over to Dustin, then Jordan.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Hey, a couple things, Ty. I think for some people, obviously there was contact on both ends. So I think one question is where is that line when it's regarding teammates? And I think some people kind of wonder about that. How do you view that?
For sure. I feel like, you know, after we got shoved out of the way for the first time, we're racing for wins, you know, after that. And I mean, going into turn one, I definitely didn't want to clean him out, but I definitely wanted to move him. So I just crossed that line a little bit too much, and got crossed the line of, you know, his car grip on the track and spun him out.
And I know it's easy to analyze now. I'm not in the seat in your situation, but obviously in that situation, he needs to win to get in. You don't. And it could be really easy to say, why not just let your teammate win that race? I know you talk about it's about wins, but can you explain why he's not cut a break in that situation from you when you didn't necessarily need it to get into the championship?
Yeah, race? For sure. I think, we're at that point after I feel like we got shoved out of the way for the lead and I wanted to do a teammate restart. I felt like that was racing. We're racing for win after that. So, you know, that's my logic on it. I feel like, and it's hard for, again, then we go back to everybody being penalized for, you know, team racing and everything. It's hard to really have a lot of communication on that, but doesn't take the fact that I took him out of the championship. But, you know, I'm racing for one after I got moved, and that's, you know, part of it.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Do you feel bad for moving him out of the way and crashing him?
I definitely didn't want to crash him, but, you know, I wanted to move him, so that's, you know, what happened.
And what do you tell him when you see him this week in the competition meeting or wherever you see him?
We're racing for wins, and I got moved. I didn't want to – I mean, truth be honest, I didn't want to wreck him, but I definitely want to move him way out of the groove so I can go take the win and get a clock. I feel like we got moved out of the way by them in the spring and lost and gotten a whole bunch of stuff.
All right, we'll go over here to Greg.
Talking about that relationship you have, is it a kind of relationship where – you know, yeah, you feel bad about it, but is he somebody that you won't hesitate to reach out to? Do you guys have that kind of relationship?
I don't know. At the end of the day, we're coming down to racing, and it was hard racing. I got moved out of the way, and I went back and moved him, and I didn't want to move him as hard as I did and wreck him, but I wanted to move him for sure, and I'm not denying the fact, so I got the win. For sure, gonna have to think about that. But, you know, I feel like we have a great relationship, and Brandon's been, you know, really great teammate to me all year. And I feel like we've, you know, just come down to hard racing like that. We got moved. We tried to move him back and wrecked him, but got the win.
All right, we'll go over to Davey, and then in the back over there.
Speaking of that relationship, we were talking to Brandon on pit road, and he said he had basically lost all respect for you after that move. And it kind of hurt him because he felt like you guys did have a good relationship and were pretty friendly on and off the racetrack. Hearing him say that, how does that make you feel?
It's part of it. That's his own opinion on it. And, you know, I feel like we comes down, we got moved, and I went to move him back and moved him a little bit too hard and wrecked him.
Stephen Toronto, CBS Sports. Ty, does piggybacking off of Dustin's question about teammates and all that, does the fact that Brandon is going to JRM next year and isn't going to be part of Joe Gibbs Racing after Phoenix next week, did that influence what happened in the closing laps at all?
Not at all. We got moved, and I went to go move him back and moved him a little bit too hard and wrecked him. So, I mean, definitely wanted to move him, but wanted to get the win at the same time.
All right. Do we have any more questions for Ty? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Wait.
I mean, I definitely didn't want to wreck him. That definitely sucks, but I wanted to move him and get the win. So that's, you know, we came out here to win and to transfer, and we did. So that I feel like we completed our mission. Definitely could have not hit him that hard. Definitely wanted to hit him, but not that hard, and didn't want to wreck him, but definitely want to move him and get the win. Thank you.
All right, congrats, Ty. Thank you.